Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the RM Travel Photography Podcast. Today is Monday, June 1st, 2020. I hope everyone is having a good day so far, and I'm glad you decided to check out today's episode. The quote of the day is, "Pain is temporary, quitting lasts forever," by Lance Armstrong. I got this quote from Goodreads.com, where you can find tons of inspiring quotes from thousands of people. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at the beautiful city of Cologne, or in German, Köln. It's one of my personal favorite cities around the entire world. So without further ado, let's kick back, relax, grab our favorite snack, and let's dive into the beauty, the history, and the wonderful city of Cologne. Cologne, or in German, Köln, is one of the oldest large German cities to this day. Its origin dates back all the way to Roman times and holds many interesting stories. Cologne was founded in the 1st century by the Romans and taken by the Franks in the 5th century. For those of you who don't know, the Franks were a group of Germanic people associated with tribes, usually located on the edge of the Roman Empire. Cologne quickly became very important to medieval Germany, as it soon became the resistance of the kings of the Rapetuarian part of the Frankish kingdom, according to Britannica.com. Fast forward to the 1900s and World War II, and we see that Cologne was a very important part of Germany at the time. From May 1940 to 1945, the city underwent massive air raids and was badly damaged by the British Royal Air Force. The famous Cologne Cathedral was hit an astonishing 14 times, but surprisingly made it out pretty well. Today we see Cologne as the economic center in the west of Germany. It is visited by thousands of tourists every day and is truly a wonderful place to see. Cologne is one of Europe's finest cities. Located in the western part of Germany, it is the fourth largest in the entire country. It is located at the Rhine River, where you can see the beautiful scenery all around. West of Munich and south of Dortmund, Cologne has a very interesting set of neighbors, as it is also near Belgium and the Netherlands, along with the other countries. If you'd like to see an actual view of Cologne in relation to its neighboring cities, see Google Maps. Cologne is about 21 miles northeast of Bonn and 25 miles southeast of Düsseldorf. It also lies 210 feet above sea level. And that's a little bit about Cologne's landscape and geographic location in Germany. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now that we know where Cologne is on the map, let's dive a little deeper. One of my favorite things about Cologne is their rich culture and seeing how much the people love living there. Cologne is rich in museums and galleries. One of their most iconic is the Roman Germanic Museum, which is literally right next to the dome. We'll talk about the dome a little later, so don't you worry about that right now. This is an archaeological museum with a large collection of Roman artifacts. These pieces are mainly from the Roman settlement of Colonia Claudia, on which modern Cologne was actually built. In this museum, you will find ancient archaeological monuments within the municipal area, according to museumcologne.de. The museum was built in 1974 in the center of Cologne and has attracted more than 20 million visitors. If you ever visited Cologne, you definitely have checked this out in the past. And if you ever want to visit Cologne, you'll definitely have to check it out. Another huge part of their culture, of course, is their official soccer team, FC Köln in German and FC Cologne in English. This team was formed in 1948, and their proud mascot is a Cologne billy goat. The passion and love for German soccer runs wild at Cologne, and if you've ever been to their home games, you know they will fight to every last whistle. The proud billy goats support the culture of Cologne as they were the first ever football club in the town. This is huge for every player playing on the team, having that responsibility and knowing that they were the first that their town has ever seen is so beautiful. Cologne is quite the magnificent place to be, and their culture is truly unlike anyone else. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the photography tip of the week for all you photographers out there is don't zoom. That's right, do not use the zoom on your camera. Now, unless you have a really good Canon or Sony camera with amazing zoom and you have to get that close-up picture of the bird or of the tree in the distance, then I recommend you zoom. But if you're just being lazy and you could actually walk closer to your subject, your picture will look so much better. It's crazy because I've actually done this experiment where I take a picture of a tree and I take two pictures of the tree actually, and I take one that's zoomed in and I take another one that's where I'm a little closer, not zoomed in. And the one where I'm closer actually brings out more detail. It has better lighting and it just looks better, and you can totally tell when you took a picture that was zoomed where you didn't need to, or you took a picture where you just walked closer and the image was just all around better. Another example, if you do need to zoom, is say you're taking a picture of a bird's nest in a tree, and this would be a good situation where you need to zoom. But you can see that difference. If you really don't need to zoom, your best option is not to. But zooming is great for those times that you do need to zoom. So that's my photography tip of the week. For all you photographers and people that aspire to be a photographer, don't zoom unless you really have to. So the food in Cologne is just so delicious, and it's definitely worth eating if you ever visit any part in Germany, or Cologne in particular. I'm going to name off my three favorite dishes there, and which one is my personal favorite at the end. Starting off with schnitzel, spelled S-C-H-N-I-T-Z-E-L. It is a thin slice of meat that is breaded and fried. It goes amazing with Jaeger sauce, a really good German sauce, and is simply just delicious. People often compliment it with fries and potato salad, which makes for a really good meal. My second favorite is Döner, spelled D-O with two dots. Crazy, I know. But you can replace the two dots with O-E, N-E-R. It's very hard to say, sorry about that, but don't sweat it. It's often bought for lunch, and it's kind of like a gyro or gyro with meat, salad, and vegetables. It's so delicious. The meat is smoked. They have this huge stick of meat that rolls around, and they get a knife, and they cut from the top to bottom, and it's really good. It's hot, ready, fresh out, and it's just so delicious. My third favorite meal there is bratwurst, or B-R-A-T-W-U-R-S-T, which is often really good with mustard or ketchup. So it's basically a slow-cooked sausage wrapped in toast, and it's nowhere near a hot dog. Like, these are two completely different things. But if you ever visit Germany, you definitely got to check out these three foods. So those are my three favorites. Good, have fun Googling them and taking a look at their pictures. But yeah, that's what we got going. The three favorite dishes in Cologne for me are Döner, Bratwurst, and Schnitzel. My favorite part about traveling to countries all around the world is seeing how beautiful local landmarks and ancient buildings are. You'll see on the cover art of this episode, on the left-hand corner, a picture that I took of the ancient dome of Cologne. This cathedral is a Catholic cathedral located in North Rhine-Westphalia. It has a length of 144.5 meters or 474 feet long, and a height of 516 feet. The construction of the dome started in 1248, but was halted in 1473, unfinished. Work was resumed in the 1840s once again, and was officially finished in 1950, somewhere along the 1950s. The official years of construction were from 1248 to 1473, 1842 to 1880, and the 1950s to the present. This means that they have been constructing this beautiful dome for over 700 years, 772 to be exact. It is officially known as a Roman Catholic Church, where Mass is still held today. Back in the day, when they were first starting to build it, Cologne's medieval builders had planned a grand structure for the three wise men, foreigners who visited Jesus with gifts. Mass is still held today, as I have attended it myself on numerous occasions. I must say, it is truly a beauty and will always be known as a holy work of art in my eyes and in everyone else's eyes as they visit Germany and as they visit the beauty of the Kölner Dom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today's episode all about Cologne. I hope you've learned something new, and maybe you want to visit Cologne now. You want to see what's going on. You want to see it firsthand because, hey, I'll tell you right now, my experiences there have been so amazing. It's such a beautiful, beautiful place to visit. So thank you again for listening to today's episode. I hope you all stay safe. Have a good day, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye-bye.